Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Mark chapter 10, and we're reading verses 17 to 22.
As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth.
Our focus is on verse 21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. What Jesus saw stirred his heart of love. It's one of the most poignant moments in the Bible as the crowd wait for Jesus' reply. It was make or break time for this young man, and Jesus knew it. The man's life was exemplary, his enthusiasm unmistakable. His wealth was considerable. He had a lot to give, but this was the hindrance to his receiving what he longed for. Discipleship is not about how much we've got or what we've achieved, but about submitting everything to the Lordship of Christ. True love for the Lord means other loves must go. It was a price too high for this young man. Jesus watched as he walked away. Words can be said quite easily, but discipleship is about action, and actions speak louder than words. We may not have the same issues as this young man, but any aspect of our lives that isn't submitted to the Lord can potentially hinder our discipleship of him. So let's take a moment to check our own lives and make sure Christ is Lord of all. A prayer. Holy Spirit, please show us those aspects of our lives that we have kept control over. Give us the courage to give everything to you as we follow you day by day. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.